Lock 3. The lockkeeper's role was an important one. They were employed to look after the locks and help the boats pass through them, record details of the boat and its cargo. An important element of the job was to ensure that the locks were kept clean, operational, and that the banks were kept clear. Most lockkeepers had a weir to look after, as well as help maintain the correct water level. If it was too high or too low, the boats could not pass. Because there was a lack of reservoirs on the Laggan navigation, this made conservation of water extremely important. Each lockkeeper was paid a wage that was poor in comparison to others of the same social class, considering the important nature of their work. To counter this, each lockkeeper was given their own house with a small piece of land, where they could subsidise their income by growing their own food. Lockkeepers were regulated by strict rules. Anyone found flaunting these would find themselves fined, which would have had a big impact on such a meagre wage. Sometimes, in severe weather conditions, they had to stay up all night moving constantly between lock and weir to prevent flooding. Sometimes the battle was just too much, and the cottage at Lock 3 was flooded on at least two occasions in the 1900s. The last lockkeeper at Lock 3 was George Kilpatrick, who lived there with his wife and 10 children, all of whom were born in the cottage. To make his wages stretch further, he would exchange vegetables and tea with the lighter men in return for coal. He also sold sweets and lemonade to passers-by from a lean-to on the gable end of the cottage.